This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you are listening to this live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Chris,
and Conan.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We'll be happy to take your call, but we do bring in show prep. And Conan, you've brought in one that I'm likely not likely to agree with.
You don't think you don't? Have you already had the chance to peruse it?
No, I haven't. Just from the title, I'm already feeling a little prickly.
Well, what we hear as far as global warming is concerned is all the gloom and doom, and everyone's going to die, and everyone's house is going to be covered in water in the next year.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and we need to start carbon taxing all these little countries so we can fix the problem, because that's what it's all about, really. If you really get down to the nitty gritty, it's all about a carbon tax.
Well, I was going to ask Mark. You guys were just down in New York. Did you have to take a boat to the Talkers convention?
No, we managed to make it over from New York to drove from New York to Long Island. Yeah,
but I watched this documentary like in 1999, 2000.
Was it
Inconvenient Truth?
Yeah.
Where New York City was going to be completely submerged by like 2012.
Yeah, something right? Like that. Yeah,
I remember that.
So how did you get there? That's what I'm wondering.
So, yes, let me address those things. I think that's really important because there are wackadoos on all sides of every issue, right? And the people who have made predictions have generally made poor ones. What we have seen from global warming is higher acidification in the oceans. Now, none of us will be able to look at that, right? Like, we know whether or not New York City is underwater.
Sure.
We can look at that. We can't look at acidification of the ocean. Another thing we can look at is that they're taking boats through the Northwest Passage. That's never been possible in recorded history. But now they're getting boats through there.
Well, I'm going to take a little bit of issue when you say people, wackadoos on both sides. Because there is science behind this, and there is not... They're not all based on just people coming up with their own crazy schemes. My issue with this blind allegiance to the concept of anthropomorphic global warming.
Yeah, that's what they use.
Yeah, thank you. That man causes all this is that they base everything on these computer models.
Yep.
And they've been working on computer models. So when Al Gore presented everything that he presented, that was based on computer modeling in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
And those models have never been accurate. They have not yet conclusively, a date has not come where we can look back and say, yep, that model said this would happen in this time span. It just hasn't occurred. Now, for me, as a sort of a skeptic regarding all science, you know, and that doesn't mean I don't believe in science. It just means that I want to see things that actually occur based on what somebody proposes will happen. It hasn't happened. So that makes me question the models,
sure.
Which makes me question the motives behind those people that are getting lots of money for grants and lots of money in a lot of other ways and a lot of power.
Well, so I tend to believe scientists when they say things, and I don't like to just pick and choose the areas where I believe scientists, because then you put yourself out on a way on a limb if you say, hey, the global warming scientists are doing it for the money. The other scientists aren't.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical scientists,
that's
they're not
difficult
doing it for money.
For me.
Right, but that's certainly not my position.
My position is that global warming must be true because the scientists are saying it's true, and that that we see some evidence of global warming occurring. Now, is it anthropogenic? It seems plausible that it is. I mean, humans change their environments all the time.
Sure.
Hell, beavers change their environments all the time.
Right.
So I can go for that. Is there more carbon being dumped in the atmosphere? Yes. Has it had the results that they said it was going to have? No.
No. Close.
Not even close. Like, not even remotely close. I have friends in Sarasota who live on the water. It's not remotely close.
Right. And I look at other things. I look historically, the Russians have been doing this for decades, they have been tracking the activity of the sun compared to temperatures on Earth. And they have found, and they published this stuff like in the 50s and 60s, that based on solar cycles and the minimums and the maximums and things like that, that there's a real close correlation to temperatures on Earth, which a lot of the models either try to come up with their own. They sort of try to minimize the effect that the sun has on the Earth, the thing that actually heats the Earth, and try to attribute it to CO2 and other greenhouse gases produced by man. So to me, it seems like scientists are in search of some theory that proves what they believe, which is man is doing this. That to me is not good science. Don't do it that way.
Obviously, it's not.
Right.
I mean, that's clearly not good science. And at the same time, you know, there's a group of people out there called skeptics. Now, these people do not take lightly a claim, and they have torn into this information, going so far as I can't remember what email gate, I think it was called email gate, when they found out that some scientists were talking about
fudging the numbers.
Yeah, well, there was some fudging of the numbers. There absolutely was.
And then there was a plan to cover that up,
yep,
and try to keep it out of the news and keep it out of scientific papers.
And even with the fudging of the numbers, some of the reason for the fudging of the numbers seemed legitimate. I'm not claiming that it is good that they were keeping it, the news from us, but if you're going to fudge the numbers, you should tell us why you're fudging them.
Right.
And some of the fudging was legit, and some of the fudging wasn't legit. So I agree there's a lot of chaff in the air around this. I'm of the opinion the free market can solve this problem. People with, I don't know, electric cars, solar power, wind. I have no idea what it might be, that the government shouldn't be picking winners and losers, that it shouldn't be their business at all. What the government should be doing on a national level is preventing invasions from foreign countries, and on a local level is preventing, people from committing violence against each other. That's
all. I think there's a really strong case to be made for liberty being good for the planet.
Yes, I'm of that opinion.
And any society grows richer and people become wealthier and have more, they're going to take care of what they have. If I am very wealthy, you can bet that I'm going to take care of my land because it will continue to provide value for me. We see that where the biggest polluters and the biggest problems with the environment, these are in the poorest countries. And what do we do? The goal of the UN,
emerging economies, yeah.
Yeah, the UN and other organizations seems to be, let's take scarce resources away from these rich countries and give it to the poor countries so they can clean up their act.
There's some real problems with that.
There is. The biggest problem is you're not addressing it. You're just giving a handout to somebody else to try to get them to do the right thing. And to me, it's completely anti-free market.
And let's, further point out that China is eating America's lunch when it comes to solar power. They've figured out how to manufacture these things, how to manufacture them cheaply, and it may very well be that if solar power is an answer, and we don't know, it seems like there's a lot of empty space in the world, the tops, yeah, of cars, the tops of motorhomes, the tops of houses.
Oh, yeah.
That these things could have, I don't know, solar panels on them that were cheap and efficient that would provide electricity. The only way to find cheap, efficient solar panels is to make expensive, inefficient ones first.
As long as you can keep them clean, and you can also make them for less energy than they actually end up producing in the long run, because that's what really goes
a lot into less.
The energy that is the money and the energy that goes into making these things isn't worth it in the long run.
Yeah.
So that's why solar panels. Well, I'm hopeful that someday they will make them affordable, where you can just go buy some at Walmart and they.
How about some paint? Just solar panel paint.
Yeah. And I look for the day when somebody cracks it. Some guy is going to figure out, guy or girl, some woman, some man, is going to figure out this missing
secret. Or maybe a pup.
For how to increase solar panel efficiency from the 15s, the 25%, up to like 90%. It's going to be a game changer. But taking money and throwing it at any company who puts solar in their name, like
ridiculous.
Or handing out government grants.
Yeah, it's not the right solution.
It is not.
Yeah, I can't say I begrudge people tax credits for those things. I'm for people getting tax credits for anything, frankly.
I'm with you on that one.
The number's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
And we're talking about, well, we're talking about global warming, and it's always a contentious issue. Nobody can agree on global warming. They have everybody's got their own take on it, and I certainly have mine, and these guys have theirs, and we didn't really get into the article yet, Conan. I'm going to let you do that in a second, but I want to tell you about Liberty Stickers. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know people love to read them. You've scooted forward in a line just to read somebody's bumper stickers before. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Again, it's libertystickers.com.
So this article does not refute that global warming is actually happening. I am not. I agree that it might be getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I will agree that, you know, there's probably some good proof out there that, you know, the globe has undergone significant global changes over the years, over hundreds of thousands of years. It's something that happens. The big question is, you know, who is causing it? Is it just a natural occurrence, or is someone actually, is the carbon emissions actually having an effect and other things, you know, agriculture and, you know, business and everything. It's pumping, it's making a change to the global predicament.
And we won't have an answer for probably decades
because
what's happening.
Because it takes too long. It takes a while to actually, you know, if the data is good and it's not fudged up data, it takes a while to look at it and try to figure out where it's actually coming from. It might just be natural.
Right. We do have this big glowing yellow thing. Some of you may have seen it. It's in the sky during the daytime. We see it.
Apollo.
Called the sun, which produces most of what causes changes in our temperature.
Let's go to Scott in California. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to call and compliment you guys. I'm not touching that global warming with a 50-ounce thermometer, man. That's almost as annoying now as Hillary and her emails. I mean, you don't even like checking my emails anymore because of her. But I just wanted to compliment you guys on a good show today. It's finally lighthearted again. It's been so testy all week. I'd like to thank you for treating Sarah civilly. I mean, I know she's gets a little wacko, but I kind of am used to hearing her now at the beginning of every show.
She's going to mainstay.
Exactly.
She's something else. I mean, one of your other hosts, I won't mention Ian's name, but he's gotten a little testy with her for, you know, the last few days. And I just, come on, I mean, give her a break. What a, you know, poor thing. She's a hoot. I kind of miss that James guy that called in and threatened you guys and or whatever his name was that gave you guys such a hard time. You know, it's just the more crazy, the better.
If I made a jingle for Sarah, would you play it?
Sure.
A little Sarah drop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There we go.
Scott, thanks for the call. Thanks for the compliments.
All right.
Sarah.
Thank you guys again.
Thanks.
It's been a real nice show. Oh, and I don't know any guys that wear puppy suits, but I know a lot of dogs.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead. Tell me why global warming is going to make the world better.
So it doesn't refute that it's happening, and it doesn't refute, there's no claims in here that talks about where it's actually coming from.
Right.
But the article from Telegraph UK, no one ever says it, but many ways global warming will be a good thing. And they don't. They always talk about the gloom and doom. They talk about the droughts, and they talk about the water spilling up over and drowning us all.
Yeah.
Last week, study...
I think that's something that certainly bears pointing out is that one thing you're not guaranteed when you're born is that the world will remain the same.
Right.
And it's ludicrous to think that it will. And to suggest that, you know, these terrible things will happen, I think we should be warned as to what might happen and, you know, that we have to assess what's the value? If it's going to kill off the polar bear population, I think that's kind of important. But then again, you know, polar bears were evolved from brown bears. Somehow they made it.
But you know what? If you live in the Midwest, you might have your house wrecked by a tornado. If you live in Florida, you might have your house wrecked by a hurricane. If you live where we live, you might get stuck in your house for 2 weeks straight from a blizzard. Or, or a tree might freeze and fall over on the power lines and, you know, kill you. I mean, it's just you're not guaranteed any of this, and this is all weather related, and it's going to happen. It could happen, and it might happen, and will happen.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference. We're talking about weather versus versus climate, and people do get hung up on the weather events, which are naturally occurring, the trend now is to say that, well, all these weather events are a result of this thing that we're trying to identify now as climate change.
Yeah, weather that's been happening forever.
Right, and which we have no good record of how many tornadoes touched down in Kansas in the year 1700.
Right. Last week, a study in the prestigious journal Nature revealed just how much CO2 increases have greened the Earth over the past three decades.
And this is another thing that's worth talking about, is that CO2 is food.
It's a fertilizer.
Yeah. Besides being potentially a pollutant, it is also a food for plants. And that many of the models...
That we eat.
Yes. Many of the models do not take into account, or at least the older models, didn't take into account how plants would react with increased carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. which is to say... Many trees are getting taller. They're growing beyond what they were expected to grow to. And plants are growing more prolifically. It's being used.
Yeah. I think I have seen some studies of the CO2's effect on plankton and algae, which could be a bad thing, especially if it blankets sunlight from getting a couple feet below the water surface, and then animals would die off. I think have seen that study.
And the other thing that I think people forget about is a lot more people die from cold.
Right. We'll get to that in the next paragraph.
Oh, good.
Then. So before you go on, let me get to Wood in Arizona. Okay. Wood, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Okay. You know that... It's been admitted. I don't know if it's Koch brothers or some other, right wing thing. Since 1990, they've admitted that they've spent over $600 million to throw the question of doubt out there about man couldn't possibly start global warming, and he's not involved in climate change. They've admitted to $600 million worth of propaganda, basically anti global warming propaganda.
Mm-hmm. But how much money has been spent on global warming propaganda?
Yeah, especially by the schools.
Okay, I'll just tell you with this one. There's 10,000 millionaires. They're paying 100,000 shills to speak their garbage. Then there's 100 million suckers who believe it.
It could very well be. I don't know the answer to this. I'm with you that it's disturbing that they would spend that much money, but then you look at all the propaganda that's on the other side, and many of it has been false. The Inconvenient Truth movie.
Right.
You watch that thing today, it's comedy.
So is that not propaganda, too?
Yeah, how much does Al Gore have invested in this whole scene taking place?
As far as I'm concerned, Al Gore's a hero. I mean, he brought the... When you people talk to your grandchildren and they ask you why you didn't try to fight it, mom and dad, you say because
when I talk, liberty. What if they ask me about socialism? Why didn't you try to fight it, dad?
Right.
I mean, there's always something. I don't know what the future is going to hold. Do you want to hold through, Wood?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you more.
Okay,
sure.
Good.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. Bispa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bispa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You know, the global warming topic always it always elicits emotional responses, and I think it's good to talk about this. It's Mark with you,
Chris,
and Conan. If you watch the opposition, and I mean the pro global warming folks, they do a really good job when it comes to the propaganda. I mean, they've got the media. Are the students straight out of media school, you know, working on their projects, and you know, this, the heartfelt what about the kids argument, you know, and that's a good one. I mean,
well, if you're leaving a nation, a world destroyed for your children,
right.
You're a jerk.
So which, by the way, was the big argument in my upbringing in the 90s was the whole pollution thing. And I never lived in a cleaner world. I don't know what it's like in China. And I know they've got
problems. But America's a lot cleaner than it was in the 70s.
Better believe it. It's nice.
Let me tell you about LoanUS.com. If you can, I mean, loans are—they're reality in our modern lives. Whether it's for a home improvement, car repair, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or for any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online, LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. I've used it. It worked for me. You'll get a loan that's commensurate with your credit score. By the way, I found out what my credit score was by going through this. I was surprised that it was so high. Who would have thought? Haven't had a loan in a long time. So check it out. There's a disclaimer here. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. They're a website. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, and loan amount or other loan details may vary, of course, depending on your credit. And see LoanUS.com for more details. I recommend it. I used it. It worked. LoneUS.com. Let's go back to Woody in Arizona. Woody, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's Rudy.
Rudy, terribly sorry.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. No, I guess I mumbled when I talked to your screener guy. All right. Hi.
So I guess my question for you is you're obviously very passionate about
leaving the kids a better place.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is your interest, and I think we all can share that interest. But what my question is just, is there any room for any possible debate about whether a man is the primary cause of the changes in the climate, and is there any room for any further research into whether the proposed solutions are the right solutions if the Earth is truly warming? Does that make sense?
Sure, it does. Well, I guess I'm just going to go with the 97% of all the scientists in the world. They say it's happening. They're the ones that have the studies and the knowledge.
I'm not happy with that number.
If you look at, so David Friedman, this is the child of Milton Friedman. He's not much of a child at this point.
Great. This is wonderful. Go ahead.
he has parsed out what this claim is about the 97%. And many of those 97%, when you look at these numbers, aren't people that necessarily are agreeing with, you know, Al Gore's prediction or anything like that. What they're saying is that, you know, the global warming's occurring, or that that man may have some role. You know, there's a variety of different claims among that 97%. I'm among that 97%. I think that global warming's occurring. I think that man has some, anthropogenic climate change is occurring, and that I believe that man has some role in that. But at the same time, it's pretty obvious that many of the predictions that have been made this has been going on for 15 years now. The predictions are...
Predictions have always been wrong. They're right. Always wrong.
Yep, they're wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, the world was supposed to end 16 years ago, and it's still doing just fine.
But I guess that's my core issue is that, you know, for a scientific theory to be put forward and accepted and realize that relativity and everything that Einstein did is a theory, even though we know it is what it is and it works, it solves solutions. It has to be demonstrable and it has to be repeatable. That's part of it. And that's where I remain skeptical of the results of these models, which is what everything's based on. And then to say that we are going to base policy and taxation and how we're going to spend billions and trillions of dollars of people's money based on this theory that hasn't held up to the scientific method. Do you see where I'm going with you,
Rudy? Oh, yeah. But we can't cut into the private corporations, the oil companies, the coal companies, their profits, because that's what's number one. And that's obscene. You know, just look at it. This is the most important thing of what's happening with this climate. The ocean is becoming acidified.
Yep. And, that's what they say. Yeah.
And that's where one-third of our oxygen comes from. So when all the plankton die off, we're in trouble.
Okay, we'll see how that goes. And we were reading an article here about what the advantages of global warming would be, just to sort of take a...
Yeah.
Advantages, that, yes.
I guess
it can't be all bad. I mean, it's got to be. There's got to be some.
The world's going to change, and
right.
That's going to be better for some species and worse for others. Some are going to adapt, and those sorts of things.
And remember when old Mr. Benz invented that first internal combustion engine in 1880? You know, look, we've got 150 years. 150 years we've been burning. You know, and before that we burned coal. The populations were, you know, only a couple
smaller.
Now we're pushing 7 billion or whatever, and we're using 62 million gallons, no, million barrels of oil a day worldwide.
These are all, you know, interesting numbers, but right. Somehow or another we're still here, and the predictions, I don't know, Rudy. It's difficult for me to know exactly what's going on and what's not. I think that we'll probably get more efficient as time goes by, and I hope that solves the problem, but I don't know. I mean, I'm growing food at my house. I've done everything that anyone could do and some in order to prevent anthropogenic global warming from occurring. But my little actions aren't going to make a difference. And I think it's also bears, you know, one of the things that's never said, it's always, let's give a bunch of money to governments to fix this problem. Nobody ever says, you know what, if you ate one meal a day that didn't contain meat, that the cut down of the methane would solve the problem within a few years. But nobody ever says that. You can right. do more for the environment by driving a Hummer and being a vegan than you can by driving a Yugo and eating hamburgers.
Well, you know, it takes 14 pounds of grain to make 1 pound of cow.
Yep, and it's the government subsidies to both oil companies and to agricultural companies. It's these government subsidies that throw off the economics that cause these many of these problems.
And that's where I think you're dead on, and Rudy mentioned that too, is he talked, he's not happy with the coal companies and the oil companies and things like that.
They're the yes. big boys on the planet.
But why are they getting government subsidies? Why are they getting our
because
tax dollars?
Because there's a big government to control.
Exactly. But we are with you in that. We think that sucks, too.
Yeah. I do appreciate the call, Rudy. Thank you. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave calling in from Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I want to be very gentle and sensitive here when I tell you all that global warming is nothing but a stupid sucker hoax. Every solution to global warming is give us all your liberty and all
it
your
is
money.
That. I'll give you that.
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is. It's
your
classic.
Liberty and your money.
Yeah, scare them to death and get them to concede what little bit of freedom they might have left. I mean, it is a complete stupid sucker hoax. You know, you can sit down and do the math. I did this one time. I should publish it. We are no more significant than the mass of all of humankind on this planet relative to this planet. And you'd have to multiply mankind by over 600,000. Just to become as significant as a flea on the ass of a bull. We are almost completely meaningless in this ecosystem.
I'm not meaningless to me.
I have meaning.
I've got pictures. I've got pictures. I've seen pictures of L.A. covered in smog. It seems to me that humans had some kind of effect there. Dave, do you want to hold on?
Sure.
855-450-3733. I don't want to take the opportunity to respond away from him.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The gauntlet of global warming has been thrown.
Dun, dun, dun.
It has, and it's still flying.
It will fly for a long time, I'm afraid. We might be able to still get your call in if you call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 on this contentious topic of global warming. I would say that we in the studio are not in agreement on this topic. You can, by the way, call in on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. We'd love to have you there. Actually, you'll sound a little bit better, too. It's lrn.fm on Skype or 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you real quick about the AMP program. The AMP program is an opportunity for you to help us spread the ideas of liberty. If you can find a better way to use your charitable liberty dollar than the AMP program, please, please tell me what it is. I just want to know. Because if you can find a better place, a better show on 170 radio stations, that $5 will go as far as it does for Free Talk Live, I'm highly interested in supporting that venue.
I think we need more boobs, Mark.
Well, we're a radio program.
Oh, on the I'm thinking like the Facebook page and for the ampers.
I think that was 10 years ago for the time of the boob. I just don't think it gets as much attention on social media.
The year of the boob.
Yeah. The number is 855-450-3733. Let's go back to Dave calling in from Ohio. Dave says global warming's a hoax. It's a big hoax. It's a
big
hoax.
Stupid sucker hoax. Okay, so a place like Los Angeles, humans can be filthy animals, no question about it. Nothing against the people of Los Angeles, but that's a very high population density area.
Yep, sure.
Because of the mountain range, there's not much air change in those areas. Sure, yeah, pollution can accumulate in a small area. That's a relatively small area on the globe. There are fires that the results can be seen across states.
Yep.
It's a much bigger effect, and it's a natural thing. There isn't a hurricane that's as tiny as that little town. And think of the visibility and the destruction and all of the problems that hurricane can cause. Global warming is a religion. You must believe it on faith, because there is not substantial, compelling evidence to support man-caused global warming.
Well,
that
I would
giant
I'll give you
orange ball. That giant orange ball. I mean, we are insignificant compared to that thing. We might all individually be significant to ourselves. Certainly we are. And that's why I'm going out of my way to ridicule this objection to our liberty. And that's what it is. It's an argument against your freedom. You must.
It's the solution is an argument against your freedom. The problem isn't necessarily an argument against your freedom, because I believe that global warming is an issue, but I don't believe that the solutions should have be statist in any way. But I will agree with you on this point, is that you can enter into this this fray, this debate, with the most noble of intentions of trying to figure out for yourself, and this is the problem with democracy, is basically you have to convince everybody on the planet. You have to convince, you know, to find out for yourself, convince yourself that this is true or false, and you can simply not find the solution. I have to take the word of climate scientists or whomever, because that's their job, or you know, I can choose to disagree with them. I believe there was there used to be said that the climate scientists tend to agree, but the meteorologists tend to disagree. If you remember that, I don't know what meteorologists think these days.
But the meteorologists do not get their money, do not get their revenue from government studies.
Right, or
right.
Grants or anything.
And
like
I
that.
Haven't looked at what meteorologists think in 10 years. I'm just saying that, you know, that was something that was out there at one point.
Google Joe Bastardi. There's a good meteorologist.
The founder of the Weather Channel.
He's a good one to check out,
too. Folks too.
Well, you know, one guy is not going to do it for me in the same way that I love Michael Crichton, but he was anti-global warming. The guy's certainly very intelligent, but, you know, one person isn't enough for me, especially somebody who's not involved. But I will say there's no way to get this information. There's no way to definitively say this is true or to definitively say this is false, simply
and
because
exactly the same thing is true about God or Jesus,
right,
or Muhammad,
right,
or anybody
right.
else. This is exactly the same thing.
And that's exactly why it is a religion. It's a faith.
It's some aspects to it.
I have no problem with
you living your life in a clean, pollution-free manner as I do myself. But when you enlist the force and power of government to try to impose your own personal choices on other people, that is industrial strength evil. And there are so many winners in this global warming swindle. I mean, it's everybody wins but the ordinary person.
Yeah, a lot of them do, yeah.
I'm
in agreement with you,
yeah.
Fundamentally. I just assume put the whole fray aside. I realize that oil companies are out there to play it down to make more money, and coal companies and old energy. And I realize that new energy companies are going to play up the fear because they're going to make more money. I get it. But what I can't wrap my head around is why scientists will sit there and say these other scientists need to stop studying. They need to stop being skeptics. You've got to censor them for daring to say that our results may not be accurate.
Oh, they need to be arrested, Chris.
Yeah,
they need to be fined.
It sounds like we want to silence opposing voices now.
Right, and if you're so confident in your case, Mark, if you're so confident in what you believe, then you should welcome debate because it could finally put it to rest. But that's not what we're seeing.
Another aspect to this is I think that we have a dispute resolution organization, organizational model in the United States and around the world. That dispute resolution organization is the judicial system.
Mm.
Nobody takes this to trial, right? Like, I'm an offender. I exhale carbon dioxide every few seconds. And no one will take anyone to, I mean, you know, if I'm polluting, we need to know about that. Let's find the worst offender, take them to trial, show a jury of their peers. I frankly don't think it should be a jury of their peers. I think it should be a jury of scientists, but fine. That just shows the problem with the judicial system.
I'm seeing problems with your solution here in a million different directions. But go ahead.
We have a dispute resolution organization. Let's use it. Nobody will use it. Nobody will put this in front of a jury.
most of us don't trust it.
I'm with you. I don't trust it either. But what I trust even less is that they won't use the dispute resolution organization du jour.
You know, I have noticed in the past year there has been a change in the global warming propaganda, the pro global warming, and the argument has changed from. What we're going to do, what the problem is, and this and that, to it's real. This is actually,
right.
they're trying.
There's no more debate.
They're trying to convince the audience that it's real, that this is actually something that's happened, and that man is causing it.
Right.
So I think they've actually changed. I think they might be losing the argument, actually.
Well, they've been doing this for a while, but that's the whole problem when you've got guys like the team at What's Up With That, and if that's a great website, if you're a skeptic of this stuff, you know what I'm talking about, but... They do. The only thing they can do is silence it. They try to outlaw,
outside think.
Any thinking that goes against what they propose, yet has never been demonstrated by a model.
Real quick, Mark, because I don't think I'm going to be able to finish this article. The reasons that it's good, CO2 is a fertilizer, creates green life. And I think that I saw a number 40% higher today. More participation, precipitation.
Rain.
Less deaths from cold. You're more likely to die from cold than you are from a drought.
Yep. Okay.
And
a lot of people go out commit suicide in the cold, so I don't know if those numbers should be included. Plus, some of the people that die from the cold are hunters, and frankly, if you're getting up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to go get food, whatever, you took your chances.
And another one that doesn't get brought up a lot is the people who die from hurricanes and tornadoes and whatnot. It's because they live in shanty towns on the side of a mountain stacked on top of each other.
Right.
How many deaths in Florida from hurricanes a year? Less than a dozen?
Another thing is that hurricanes were predicted because of global warming. We're going to have terrifying, huge hurricanes. The last 10 years has been nearly hurricane-less in Florida.
Wow.
And another prediction that did not occur.
It's just one of many. I'm here at the econ log looking at the claims about the 97% of scientists, and David Friedman on his blog parsed this out. In short, they got their 97% by considering only those abstracts that expressed a position on anthropogenic global warming. I find it interesting that two-thirds of the abstracts did not take a position.
Right.
So taking into account Friedman's criticism above and mine, Cook and Bedford, in summarizing their findings, should have said, of the approximately one-third of climate scientists writing on global warming who stated a position on the role of humans, 97% thought humans would contribute to global warming. So that number's a little messed up. Thanks, it's been Free Talk Live. Don't throw your cigarette butts out your window.
Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.